Welcome to the Curate Your Life podcast with Timitria, where we focus on curating the life you've been dreaming of, one goal at a time. So this is still part of our self-care series that we're doing. And today we're going to talk about routines and the importance and the power of routines and why our brains like routines. And just a little bit off topic, but speaking of routines, this is episode 70 in the Curate Your Life podcast series. It started out as the Project You podcast. So I'm counting from back to that podcast with the old name. And I'm not counting some of the special episodes that have been dropped. So just in the regular podcast series, this is number 70. So there is a little bit of routine built into this, right? And I will tell you that even though this is routine, it has not always been a perfect routine. So when you think about what we're going to talk about today, know that building routines is part of self-care, and also know that it's not always going to be perfect. Our brains like predictability and efficiency. One of the things that I've talked about before on the podcast is the motivational triad and how that is kind of a guiding thing for us as humans to avoid pain, seek pleasure, and to conserve energy. Our brains, our primitive brains, function that way. It likes routine. It likes predictability. Its job is to keep us safe, to go with what is known and what is easy. And that's why we love routines. Routines help us to get things done efficiently and to conserve mental energy. You don't have the anxiety of always trying to figure out how you're going to get to work, right? You probably have one way that you commute to work most days. You may have an alternative way that you get there if something is going on that way, but you have a path, you have a routine, you have a way of getting to work. And routines in our brains are kind of like that same path that we use to get to work every day. When we build those routines in our life, we kind of create that groove in our brain, that habit that we can just automatically do something, right? Like brush our teeth. It's automatic. You go to the sink, you wet the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on there, and you go, right? If you do it differently, if you use your dry toothbrush and you put the toothpaste on there and you go, that's your routine, but you know how you're going to do that. You don't have to think about how you're going to brush your teeth every time that you do it, right? You just know how to do it. And I would be willing to bet that you have a lot of other things running through your mind while you're brushing your teeth, because that is so automatic and you know how to do that. So you may be thinking about your day ahead, or it may be at the end of the day and you may be thinking about all the things that you accomplished that day or the things that happened that day. So when you build in routines, you're giving your brain that safety and that comfort of efficiency, so it does not have to use so much power to do those things that you are always doing. And that is a form of self-care. And I want to talk about routines today that you can build that will give you that efficiency, but are also more nurturing and more of a form of self-care. And like I said before, I think establishing and having routines are a basic form of self-care. And on some level, we all have routines, right? We may not have solid routines, but we all have routines. I have a morning routine, a bedtime routine, and skincare routines, all kinds. And I want to talk about really kind of establishing nourishing, luxurious routines as a form of self-care. So let's talk about morning routines first. I have a morning routine that I've established and I love. I wake up every morning and I start my day with journaling and planning and really setting my intentions for the day. And it's just a space where I can, before I let in what I call the outside voices, where I can set my intention for the day, where I can plan how I want my life to go, how I want to run my life instead of just letting life run me. So I start with journaling and really reviewing my plans for the day and planning my day. But if you know, I talk about planning my week. So really on Sundays, I sit down and I plan out my whole week. And so each morning when I'm doing my routine, it really is journaling and reviewing what I have planned for the day and really setting the intentions around that day. And then if I'm going to exercise and move my body, I do that. And then I have my whole morning routine of getting ready for the day. And having that time and space to really start my morning that way makes me feel good. It makes me feel in charge of my life. You know, and I've had people say, oh, mornings are hectic. I don't have that much time in the morning. I barely get out the door. And what I would say to that is, why not just give yourself 5 minutes, wake up 5 minutes earlier. And even if you don't do the journaling and you're not gonna, you know, take the time to exercise or move your body or establish some type of routine to ease you into your day or to start your day intentionally, why not just give yourself 5 minutes in the morning to really just kind of set the intentions for your day? Even if you just wake up 5 minutes early and sit in your bed and think about how you want your day to go, you have at least planted that seed for how you want your life to go and how you want to run your life. And you're not just going to be responding to life and the world. You will have set some intention for what you want your life to look like. And that's my whole curate your life process and premise, is to decide what you want from life and to go get it. So taking that just 5 minutes in the morning, even if you don't write it down, I want you to write it down, but if you don't want to write it down, just taking that 5 minutes or 2 minutes even in the morning to say, to just connect with yourself and decide what you want and how you want your day to go, can be life-changing. And I know that may sound dramatic, but really it can. When you know that you are in control of your life and what happens in it, and you're intentional about it, that is power. So that's my first routine, my morning routine. One of the other routines that I've set and that I love is my bedtime routine. Now, I will tell you that right now it is rodeo season for me here in Texas, and I volunteer with our rodeo in Austin, and my bedtime routine is off, but it's off on purpose, and that's okay. It's just for a couple of weeks, but my normal bedtime routine is solid. I put my phone on Do Not Disturb at the end of my day. It's 9:45 for me, and I start to wind down and I go do my skincare routine, and I write down my wins for the day in my planner right before I go to bed. And I'll do some deep breathing as I'm falling asleep. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you have heard me say that I grew up falling asleep to the TV. And even as an adult, I needed the TV to fall asleep to, but I would put it on a timer. But I've started to need that, or do that, less and less. I don't need it anymore, but still sometimes I want the TV on as I'm falling asleep, but I don't do that as often. And that's one of my goals, is to not have that, is to not have the TV on, right? Because they say reducing the screens before you go to bed helps you to sleep better. Now, sleeping is one of my superpowers, but I still think that I can build a better sleep habit and a better sleep routine. And especially as I'm getting older, I know sleep is very important. It's a very important thing. That's the time when your body renews and resets and recharges. So I'm working on my sleep routine and my sleep hygiene, turning off the screens, lowering the temperature in the room. I have white noise in the background, and it's not the TV most of the time now. Reading for a few minutes before I go to bed, all of those things. And if I ever find myself anxious before going to bed, or if it's been a long day with a lot of things going on, I will get out pen and paper and I will just do a brain dump and write out all the things that are on my mind. And it really is just a way of getting all of the things out of my mind and onto paper so I can sleep better. And you'd be surprised, you know, you may think that that's all still there. Journaling and getting it all out is really sort of like taking it out of your mind and setting it over on the bedside table for the night. So that's what I do if I'm anxious. Normally, I write down a few wins from the day, which I think is a better way of going to sleep than thinking about all of the to-dos that you have the next day. But if you follow my planning routine, or if you've ever heard me talk about my planning routine, I know all of the things that I'm going to do for the week. So I don't have a lot of to-dos that I'm worried about. I plan them out and I schedule them out so I know when they're going to get done. So I don't have an ongoing to-do list. So most of the time I'm just writing down a few wins at the end of the day, big or small. I think that's a better way of ending your day than thinking about what you have to do or what went wrong that day. Just jotting down some wins. And since we're talking about planning, that is another routine. That's a weekly routine. I sit down on Sunday mornings and I plan out my week. I have a planner. I have the Curate Your Life planner that I use for journaling, for goal setting, for things like that. But I also plan out my week on a digital calendar and schedule when I'm going to do certain things. And I have a whole webinar on that I can share with you that I've done before. If you're interested, you can send me a note at info@coachdemetria.com and I'm happy to share that with you. And it may be a webinar that I will do again in the future, but that is a weekly routine. I sit down on Sunday and I plan out my week. And with the planner, which is a quarterly planner, I do big picture planning on a quarterly basis. And those routines, my morning routine, my nighttime routine, my weekly planning, they don't seem like work or things that I have to do. They feel like gifts and things that I'm giving to myself, things that I'm doing for myself. They really do honestly feel like self-care. So I would encourage you to take some time and think about it. If there are things that you do for yourself sometimes and you think, oh, it's just a little treat, how can you build that in more? How can you do it on a routine basis and let that be your self-care? Or maybe do yourself a favor and start a morning routine or start a bedtime routine. And it doesn't have to be a big, long, drawn-out process. It could be as simple as before you go to sleep, you jot down three things that you liked about the day, or three things that brought a smile to your face, or three things that you are proud of that you did, or just write down things and get them off your mind before you go to bed. Maybe you wake up 5 or 10 minutes early and you do some stretches. Maybe you wake up 5 or 10 minutes early and you make yourself a cup of coffee and you sit and enjoy it instead of grabbing it as you're running out the door. So just think about how you can build in some routines and how that is a form of self-care. And if you would like to talk one-on-one about how to build in routines and how to live a curated life, I'm always happy to talk to you. Until next time.